asking price is $100,000. That's the asking price. And as I was saying, that to me, I'm amazed it's just that price, even though it's raw land because of the location. That's just got to be a prime place. And so we'll just see what God has in store and what God is doing. And they're building a beautiful building here. They have a picture of the sports thing that they have here. Maybe we could rent a room there on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Sunday morning. And park over here. So whatever God has in store, just be in prayer. And also be in prayer for Estelle. And just seems to be getting, she's not getting better or worse. She's just staying in a constant state. So please be in prayer. She misses here so much. I'm playing with the idea on Wednesday night, since there's so many of us, we might meet over at her home and just have one Bible class there with Estelle. And but I'll have to see how that works out. So we got that. Please be in prayer. We've been in prayer for Alta, Tisha's sister-in-law. And I guess the best way to put it is time is very short. And everyone knows it. The cancer is just, we could almost say, completely in the whole body, even into the throat. She can't talk because of it, but can still smile and is cognizant of things. So please be in prayer for Alta, for the family, Lonnie, her husband, whatever God is doing in that whole scenario. Their daughter, Pam, which would be Tisha's niece, also has been diagnosed with cancer, and the stage 3 cancer, and Alta's daughter. And please be in prayer for the family and whatever God is doing in that entire situation. All right, any other prayer request? Let your request be made known and pray together with you. This is a low group. Don't have anything to be in prayer for. Okay. Be in prayer for West Tuttle. Some of you remember and know David Smith. Please be in prayer for David Smith and the family. They need our prayers. So please be in prayer there. Continue to be in prayer in regard to my own study and our outreach of this assembly through the year of 04. Please be in prayer in regard to those things. The Word of God declares, whatsoever man purposes in his soul to give, so let him give, not grudgingly nor of necessity, for God loveth the gracious giver. Now, the gracious giver is defined as one who has personally accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. But it doesn't just stop there. It isn't just a matter of being a believer. Because many believers give, but as Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13, if there is no love, which means there is no filling of the Spirit, then it profiteth nothing. And so, what we want to do is to make sure that we understand giving is part of your fellowship and relationship with God the Holy Spirit. And God the Father prospers and gives, and then God the Holy Spirit leads in regard to what we want to do with the money that God has given to us. In America and our area, we have just so many things that we could spend money on. And it's just amazing. The amount of things that we have options to do with our money. And one of the great steps of faith and demonstrations of faith is taking that which is related to the material world, saying, no, I'm going to invest it in the spiritual. Invest it in the spiritual realm, into the eternal, into the invisible. So this becomes our opportunity and pleasure to be part of the dissemination of the gospel. Let's prepare ourselves for the offertory by prayer. Heavenly Father, as we enter into this facet of worship, giving, fundamental to the whole Christian foundation, giving, for you have given to us your Son. Giving, Heavenly Father, is a great demonstration of who and what we are on the inside, why we give.